It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Would you turn down your TV?
I don't touch it. I just walk in here.
Well, turn it
Fredo
off.
Has
You're
it
in
on.
A radio station.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Gosh.
The assistant program
Do we have
director.
To go through this every day at noon?
I didn't notice it was on.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
I didn't notice it, Mr. Super Hearing. You're like a super dog. You've got super hearing.
Unless we've hired Wolf Blitzer, I don't think that's supposed to be on our show today.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, the e-brake. We give you three wheels-off candidates. You get to vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from Grand Rapids, Michigan, from WZZM-TV.
WZZM!
Now, you know, last Saturday, the big story in Michigan was Michigan State. Heck, we thought it was a big game around here. I could only imagine what it was like in the state of Michigan. So when it's time to roll out the Saturday evening news on WZZM, don't you think that they're probably all over the story? And who won and how it happened. Well, the problem is it happened either really closely to the time, the end of the game happened close to the time that they went on the air, or this sports guy by the name of Jamal Spencer did the, well, I'll go ahead and file my report because I think I know what's going to happen, and then they can deal with it back at the station because this happened.
Eric, I've got to tell you, the atmosphere inside Michigan Stadium was electric all day today. Very loud fan base. Both sides incredibly upset and frustrated by the officiating in that game. Both Michigan and Michigan State fans voicing their displeasure with numerous calls, but there is fairness in sports. It came down to strength versus strength. Michigan State's playmaker, Connor Cook, up against the best pass defense in the Big Ten, and the best pass defense won. Michigan coming up with a crucial stop, and they were able to run out the clock. People are spilling out of Michigan Stadium into the streets of Ann Arbor celebrating as the Paul Bunyan Trophy is back in Ann Arbor for the first time since 2012. We'll have a lot more for you from Ann Arbor coming up tonight in the 11 o'clock sportscast, Eric.
Actually, Jamal, that was our mistake. Actually, Michigan was about to punt the ball with 10 seconds left in the game, and a botched snap cost them the game, and Michigan State returned it. The Spartans actually end up winning in the end. That was our mistake. We thought we'd seen the game was over. We will correct that in the 11. Now.
Gosh!
Didn't you just correct it then?
And what a complete reversal there.
So I guess what happened is he's out there for his live, and he couldn't stay to the very end of the game, and they were telling him down line, okay, right. Michigan's going to punt. It's over.
Or was it live? Why didn't the anchor just interrupt him then?
I don't think you'd... Well,
I wonder if it was a like live.
I don't know. At this point, we're not sure. But that, if you're in Grand Rapids, man, that you did not get, you did not get the real story. Actually, Jamal, that is our fault. You won't believe this.
3 minutes.
You won't believe the most unbelievable ending to a college football game. So WZZM wasn't exactly on top of it, and one Bob Sturm wasn't exactly on top of this cliche, and this is, I think, goes down as a butchered cliche. Just give a listen, then we'll discuss.
What if your daughter, though, is going to TCU and just decides, I'm going to take a little time off to go live with Johnny Football, the Heisman?
I'm going to move out there when he gets out of rehab.
Yeah, he...
That's your selling point?
Well, I'm his stone. Yeah. You know, I mean, he needs people around him who
His rock?
Yeah, well,
they wouldn't call it a stone. I don't think that's ever been... Stone seems like a tiny thing, like a pebble.
If I got that wrong, I apologize. And...
Gosh, Bob was immediately defeated.
I don't know. I think that Bob Seger song was like a stone, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Hey, I'm there for you. I'm going to be your stone. I've said that before, haven't y'all?
No. But people mess up, Jordan. You don't have to stomp on his neck.
It is a funny butchered cliche, but she's
then
a stone.
Again, if I said stone, and I apologize.
Totally. Yeah, but that doesn't seem like kind of a small thing there.
Why'd you say stone? you mean rock?
All right, one more time just for the funny exchange there.
What if your daughter, though, is going to TCU and just decides, I'm going to take a little time off to go live with Johnny Football? won the Heisman?
I'm going to move out there when he gets out of rehab.
Yeah, he...
That's your selling point?
Well, I'm his Stone. Yeah. You know, I mean, he needs people around him who
his
are...
His rock?
Yeah, well...
They wouldn't call it a stone. I don't think that's ever been... Stone seems like a tiny thing, like a pebble.
If I got that wrong, I apologize.
Oh, he's so bitter.
He's not convinced he got it wrong, but if he did.
Yeah.
That was almost... even funnier the second time around. I'm his Stone.
You mean
Stone.
His rack?
Like if Dwayne Johnson had adopted the nickname The Stone, it wouldn't be quite as powerful.
Can you smell what the stone is cooking? No, it doesn't have the same ring to it somehow. All right, way to go, Bob. You're candidate number two. And candidate number three is Rhines. Now, we have another entry here to a ticket host who makes a funny noise. It's time to come back from a ticker. The music's rolling. Rhines is ready to go. But this is all that he could muster out of his pie hole.
Well, hello.
Damn. Uh-oh.
Take two.
What was that?
Take two. In three, two, one. We'll have a little fun with country music coming up here in a bit.
Do you understand the sound that came out of your mouth?
I'd be fine with just replaying that for 15 minutes.
Waddle-up.
Waddle-up.
Waddle-up. Sorry about that.
No, no. God, never apologize. Never apologize for having to say you're sorry.
Wow. So, that was unbelievable.
You're trying to say, we're going to? Is that what he's... Is that the phrase? We're going to. This came out. So, Jerry, let's go ahead and add that to the funny noises that we've had here in the last couple of years.
Or mom up.
Swing the.
Ooh, dee da doo da dee da dee da doo da doo da dee da doo da doo dee.
Force.
I forgot how much I
love that TC force.
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 I was like, Satan's down in his soul.
Maybe at 840 we'll hear that in context.
Waddle it up, force. Can we dial that
up? Force.
Double, double voice.
So what is the actual word that Rhines said?
We're going to?
No. I mean, like, regonk. What would we refer to it as? Wallalala?
Let's hear it one more time.
Wallalolo.
Wallalolo.
Yeah, wallalolo.
Wallalolo.
Wallalolo. Wallalolo.
Wallalolo.
Okay, now I want to hear the full thing again because I love Corby's off-mic laugh.
Yeah.
Wallalolo.
Damn.
Uh-oh.
Take two.
What was that?
Start it over again. I want to hear it one more time.
Wallalolo.
Damn.
Uh-oh.
Take two.
What was that?
Take two. In three, two, one. We'll have a little fun with country music coming up here in a bit.
We'll have a little fun. Corby, that's what he was trying to say.
The most infectious laugh ever.
We'll have a little fun. Turns into...
Wow.
And then who said damn? Was that Mike?
That was Mike.
He was shocked himself.
And then the norm drop. God, that was funny.
Man, that's good stuff there.
Oh, gosh.
So is it WZZM? Is it Bob? Or is it Rhines? 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Smokey here, coming at you live from Ranger Stadium. Can you believe that Nelly Cruz made that catch and the Rangers win the World Series?
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for that motorboat son of a bitch, Mike Reiner.
Jeez.
Oh. God. Oh.
By the way, I think that first vote was for the station up there in Michigan, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I registered as such. Hi, you're on the ticket.
If you've heard one Bad News Live spot, you've heard Jamal.
Jamal Spencer vote there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello. Okay. Hello. You're on ticket AM and FM.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Bob Stone Cold Sturm and Hooter Brown.
Okay. Hi, you're on ticket radio. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, George.
Eddie.
You still slamming ass?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Just vote.
Give me your ass.
God. Oh, man.
What a jerk. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, yeah, I hear you. The Beatles.
It's Rocco.
Yeah, I don't understand
under
that
vote.
Under yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I would like George to sing My Choice in the style of the lead singer of the Rolling Rocks.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Is this this is official Musers, right?
Yeah,
morning?
Official Musers morning.
You're not Chinese?
Well, okay. If we were, I don't know.
Weird.
Okay. Well, I'm going to defend Bob here for a second and say that you don't rock people to death. You stone them to death.
Okay.
No, there's not. It's not rock culture.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. That's a horrible defense. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Vaginal slice, born.
No. Hello, you are on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Boss Hogs, Flapping Jowls, and Pterodactyl Coat, Corby.
That's a mic vote?
I guess a mic vote.
Even though he said Corby?
Yeah. Hi, you're on ticket.
Hey, Mafia, we're on. Bob's a badass.
Okay, that's a fake Pharrell vote for Bob. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for Vaginal Slice Performance.
No. Hello, you're on ticket radio. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for that stoner, Bob Stern.
Okay. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Ryan.
Thank
there you.
You turn down your radio, though. Hi, you're on ticket radio.
I am a stone. I am an island.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Wow.
I thought, well, may win that, but that was really funny. But Bob wins.
What if your daughter, though, is going to TCU and just decides, I'm going to take a little time off to go live with Johnny Football? Won the Heisman.
I'm going to move out there when he gets out of rehab.
Yeah, he...
That's your selling point?
Well, I'm his stone. Yeah. You know, I mean, he needs people around him who
his
are...
His rock?
Yeah, well...
They wouldn't call it a stone. I don't think that's ever been... Stone seems like a tiny thing, like a pebble.
If I got that wrong, I apologize. And...
Oh, he's so bitter! Dang it.
I'm trying to have a...
So funny. Well, they wouldn't call it a stone.
I mean, nah.
It's kind of smile.
You call it stuff, you don't call it that.
How many is that for Robert Sturm?
Well, that's the second win in the last 5 weeks for Bitter Bob.
Okay. Way to go, Bob.